So I guess if I had to have a title for this, my title would be Sleeping Through Summer. Sleeping Through Summer is my title. I'm just super happy to have my sister here too, in from Texas.
Hey.
I'm glad you postponed me, John, you know, and you know that she was able to be here for this. Amen. And so brings a little bit of extra nervousness, but anyhow. And so, you know, as June is coming to a close, you know, we think about, I mean, July 4th is 2 weeks away. I really feel like it just starts snowballing from then, you know, and, you know, summer is here. Summer is here. There's no doubt about it. Beautiful out today. And, you know, and with all of our schedules, we're all so busy to begin with. But in the summer, you know, we get even busier, you know, whether it's baseball games and practices and whether it's cookouts, you know, we're so fortunate to here to have the beach and such things as this and, you know, being able to spend time with friends and family. But, The main point I want to get at is that, but even in the days of summer, there is still a work that God has for us to do, yeah. You know, and so let's turn in Proverbs 6. We're going to look at a couple of verses. We're going to look at 6-9. In Proverbs 6:6-9, it says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep?" Father, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you for this opportunity. Lord, I pray that you would, Father God, empty me myself and fill me with your spirit. Lord, hide me behind the cross, Father. And Father God, help me just to glorify you this evening. Lord, use this in my life. And you already have, and I thank you for it. And so do a great work for your people, Lord, please. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, as we're looking here, go to the ant, thou sluggard. That word sluggard, again, if anybody's got their concordance, you know, in the Hebrew, the number is 6102, and it's the word atzil. And it means sluggish, lazy. We get it, sluggard. I mean, it's certainly not something positive. It's used 14 times in Proverbs, and every time it's used, never, no, not once, is it a good thing. It's never good to be called sluggard. Even if it's your nickname, you probably have it for a reason. And so, as we look in verse 6 here, you know, God is telling us to go to the ant and observe her and be wise. You know, he's telling us to observe this creature that God made, you know, to take notice of what this, what they do, and not only take notice, but to be wise with what we see, to apply with what we see. And can we, and where that word sluggard is in verse 1, go to the ant. Can we just put the word Christian there? Go to the ant, thou Christian. You know, consider her ways and be wise. I think this isn't just for the sluggard. This is applicable to, I think, to all of us. It is to me. And so, what is the Lord trying to tell us here from the ant, right? What is this little puny insect that are taking over my house right now, where we're squishing these little things like crazy? What is it that the Lord is trying to teach us from the ant? And so as we look in verse 7, it says, "Which having no guide, overseer, or ruler." You know, the ant has no taskmaster. The ant has no boss, no supervisor, which must be great, you know. Nobody overseeing them, nobody watching the work that they're doing. Yet the ant wakes up every day and they do the work that they need to do. The ant is consistent, you know, and we need to be consistent with our daily patterns. We need to be consistent in our time of prayer. We need to be consistent in our reading and studying God's word. Those are two separate things there. You know, we need to be consistent in our church attendance. You ever notice that church attendance drops off in the summertime? I mean, I get that people go on vacations, but church attendance drops off in the summertime, you know, and we need to avoid putting anything, we need to avoid putting anyone before God. You know, we look at the commandments that God has given us. I mean, the very first two, where, you know, have no other God before me, you know, worship no graven image. I mean, God is, he starts off with it where we need to keep him as number one in our life. He needs to be our priority. And when we get consistent with these daily patterns, you know, when we become faithful in these small areas, you know, God is going to give us more. He will give you more. I love the verse Luke 16:10 where it says, He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. You know, and so when we become faithful in these small areas to God, God is, he's gonna give us more. He's gonna give us more open doors. And at the same time, if we're growing in the Lord, he might open a door, he might close a door. I laughed, John, as I was reading, Ravi Zacharias' book, John gave me, when he was over in Vietnam, doing the ministry work over there, and they were in the most dangerous part, and he said their Jeep died right in the middle of the road, you know, and they didn't know what to do. A Jeep came, it passed them by, wouldn't stop for them. Next thing you know, their Jeep happened to start up again, and they started down the road, and the Jeep that passed them was turned over, the people were all killed, and the Viet Cong were running away in the woods. I mean, God protected them, you know, and so if we're going forward for the Lord, he's going to open doors for us, and he's going to close doors, but through it all, they're to help us to grow and to bring glory to God, you know. And you know, there are many ways that you, that me, that we can be involved in your church. You know, in your church, guys, it needs you to want to be involved. You know, I mean, the church needs the body of Christ to be involved in more than just Sunday morning service. You know, if there's a need that you can meet in the church and you say no, how do you expect to grow, right? If God has given you an open door and you shut it, you know, why say no to God? You know, you think VBS is coming up right around the corner, you know? I mean, there is much work to be done, and we know that, you know, many hands makes the work light. My wife is heading it up. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, I know. You know, and I mean, we think about the teen program. I mean, you know, Brian and Nicole just had a baby. I mean, no doubt they could use some help. I think of we need men to step up to help out and patch the pirate, you know, to help the ladies teach these up and coming boys. You know, they need that male role model. We've got the URI program that we desire to be used of. The nursery. Maybe you have an idea that the church, something that the church can do to just let their light shine in this community that we can bring the gospel to them. You know, whatever it is, you know, we just need to trust God and be faithful to him in it. You know, we just need to, God, if you're calling me to do this, well, Lord, help me just to take that step of faith, you know. And I mean, we just looked at Gideon last week, you know, Lord, if you can prove it to me, we don't necessarily want to test God, but God was so merciful with him, and he's merciful with us, you know. If we might have said no before, you know, Lord, if we ask for an open door and you're contrite and we're growing in the direction toward him, well, he'll give it to us. I know he will. I know he will. And so we need to be consistent with our daily patterns. When we look at verse 8, you know, it says, the ant provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. You know, the ant provideth her meat. She prepares. She makes ready. The ant's lifespan, as I was looking at some facts on the ant, you know, most of the ant's lifespans are relatively short, from 5 to 6 weeks, you know, a couple months. Yes, there are some that live longer, but most of them, you know, they're here and they're gone. And, you know, so they have a very limited time to gather the food, and yet they are diligent with the time that they have. You know, the ant labors, and honestly, when you think about the food that the ant gathers, it's not even necessarily for them. It's going to be for the next generation, you know. And as we labor for the Lord, you know, yeah, it's helping us out, but it's for the next generation as well, you know. And so if you, if me, if we're going to see a harvest come harvest time, on a side note, which is now, right? We know in Matthew 9:37-38, you know, the Lord says that the harvest is truly plenteous, right? Pray that the Lord, that he will send laborers into his fields, you know. But if we're going to have a harvest come harvest time, you know, we need to get started now in summer. You know, we need to labor for the Lord now. The ant might not necessarily have anyone to answer to, no boss or taskmaster, but when our time is up, you know, we're gonna stand before the Lord, and we're gonna have to give an answer to him with what we did with the talents that he has given to us. You know, and there's no doubt we all will hang our heads in one aspect or another. But, you know, we need to be busy this summer. We just need to not be a sluggard, not be a sluggard. We look at verse 9, you know, and Solomon's God is saying, how long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? You know, again, a sluggard has a love of sleep, you know. Would that we had a love of labor for the Lord. You know, would that we wanted to work for God in whatever capacity that he would see fit. Cleaning the bathrooms, I mean, whether it's going out, doing door-to-door, John, I mean, God has something for all of us to do. When we in Proverbs 13:4, it says that the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Well, yeah, of course the soul of the sluggard desires, but it has nothing because they're not doing anything, right? You know, we need to be busy about the Lord. But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. I want a fat soul. I want a fat soul. You know, I mean, I just want to be used of the Lord in whatever ways that he sees fit. You know, and one of the devil's greatest ploys is procrastination. We procrastination. The devil says, sleep a little bit longer, you know. You've waited all winter for summer. Right? You've waited all winter for summer, and summer is here. Let's enjoy it. Let's do what we want to do right now, and we'll have time later to serve God. In winter, right? Well, church, you know, church attendance is back booming in winter. Well, right now though, it's just so nice out. I'll do what you want in winter, you know, and the devil, and it becomes a slippery slope. It becomes such a slippery slope where, you know, now next thing you know, church attendance might be falling off, and then next thing you know, we're saying, whatever happened to so and so, you know, and again we. It's a daily struggle. It's a daily task, you know, to take a step forward for the Lord. But again, if we're not moving forward for God, we're falling back, you know. And again, and it just gets slippery after that. In Ecclesiastes 10:18, it says, "By much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of hands the house droppeth through." Again, we know this. I mean, I see it all the time on my route. I have houses that sit vacant for a couple of years, and the next thing you know, I mean, they go down so fast. You know, they rot out, and through idleness of hands, through hands that are doing nothing, right? Through hands that are doing nothing, the house droppeth through. Right, again, a house that sits empty will start to decay before long. Just as our bodies, just as our spiritual temples, if we're not being fed by God, you know, if we're living for ourselves, you know, we're going to decay and we're going to drop through. You know, and so as God has given us the ant, this minuscule little creature that he has made for what purpose, I don't know, you know. They're super strong. I didn't really know how to incorporate that into the message. I wasn't going with that. But main thing is just, you know, would to God that with this summer that we would, that we'll go to the ant, you know, and we'll consider her ways, her diligentness, her using the time that she has, you know, that we would consider her ways and be wise. Might we look at the way that we spend our own time, you know, and might we be wise in all areas of our life, you know. God already knows, right? God already knows what areas of our life that we have given to him. He knows what areas of our life we struggle with. And we know he knows those areas that, God, you can have everything but this. You know, and God is just waiting for us to surrender it all to him. He really is. He's waiting for us to give it all to him. And when we do, you know, he sees us as that final product. You know, again, as going back to Gideon, we were just talking about it, you know, as he's hiding, threshing the wheat, and the angel comes and calls him the mighty man of valor. You know, like, I love that. I love that. And, you know, God doesn't see us for what we are at the moment. You know, he sees us for what we can be in him. And, you know, and it's just such a, It should just be a motivational thing for us to get out and to be faithful in the small things. And as we're faithful in the small, bigger, God will give us bigger things, and He'll open more doors for us. And I was just going to close with in Romans 13:11, it says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of our sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." You know, might we wake up? Might we come up out of our slumber? Might we use this time, this summer that God has given to us, to bring glory to Him, right? Might we, again, take inventory of our own lives, see the gifts that God has given to us, and how can we give them back to God, right? God gave us the very best gift He had, did He not? His very own Son. And so, might we not be that sluggard? Might we awake out of our sleep and have a hunger to labor for the Lord?